Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on FM 95.7 KQWC for this 28th day of October. Pat Powers here. We're going to hear an interview with the cast of Arsenal Lace at the Webster City Community Theater. Now, keep in mind, this interview was done just earlier this month. Now, we were originally scheduled to do the performances about a couple of weeks ago because of the concerns with COVID. Well, it had to be called off. So, next Friday and Saturday, November 4th and 5th, and Sunday, November 6th, with the Friday and Saturday shows at 7 and Sunday matinee beginning at 2, you can buy your ticket starting tomorrow for this production directed by Anne Blankenship. So, let's enjoy this interview. This was, again, I want to alert you, recorded a few weeks ago prior to the postponement of Arsenic and Old Lace at the Webster City Community Theater. Here's our interview right now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. The 2022-23 season will begin this week for Webster City Community Theater with the classic dark comedy called Arsenic and Old Lace, and a wonderful cast. And I'm talking with one of the co-directors of the show, and this is
Katie Hildall.
Katie, good morning to you. Let's find out about the show that's opening up Thursday night, Wednesday night.
Well, it's a lovely piece about two lovely little old ladies who are introduced to some gentlemen in their house, and they mysteriously disappear. And it's the going on with the family and what happens to the gentlemen.
Katie, now this is based on a movie that was released about nearly 80 years ago that starred Cary Grant.
Yes.
And of course, it was a little bit different difference at the time, but of course, the script's a little bit different this go around, like it was when it was presented on Broadway, and then the movie that came out a few years later back in 1944.
Yep, I wasn't around for that one, but it was a really good piece.
Katie, is this your first time directing or co-directing?
For Webster City, yes. I did some directing back in high school, but this is my first time as an adult.
How do you like it?
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And have you appeared on the stage before here?
In two other productions here in Webster City, with 110 Stories, and then I assisted backstage for Murder at Dry West Fork Gulch.
Two productions which were presented this past season.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Katie, it's going to be a fun show. I'm one of the cast members in it, and slowly get my lines in there with my crazy schedule, but Katie, it's going to be a good show.
All right, we're really excited.
All right. Katie Hildall, thanks very much. Also want to give credit to Anne Blankenship. She's not here as we're doing our interview right now, but she's doing a marvelous job directing. We've got to give her credit, too.
Yes, very much. She's an awesome leader and teaching me lots.
Very good. Katie, thanks very much. And who do we have here coming up next? You're playing the role of Teddy Roosevelt, and this is?
No, I'm playing the part of Teddy Brewster.
Teddy Brewster, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to give away any secrets here, but my name's Todd Edeker. I'm from Jewel.
How do you like being on stage?
Last time I was on stage, Ronald Reagan was president, and I messed my lines up then. I'm hoping I have a little better luck this time. So it's the first time in about 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, truly, yeah, really. And I was kind of shanghaied into this by the co-director, who happens to be my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I understand you're also a pastor, is that true?
Yeah, I'm a part-time pastor at a church up in Eagle Grove. And I also got myself a full-time job working for the government. So life's pretty busy. But this is a welcome change of pace and takes my mind off the issues at work and the world stuff. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of great people here. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
So we're kind of anxious to see you coming up on Wednesday night at the Webster City Community Theater for this production of Arsenic and Old Lace. And you plan maybe doing something down the road with this, another show down the road?
One thing at a time, but I hope to be involved somehow with a theater. I think maybe an usher or maybe a toilet cleaner might be more, or running one of the lights or something. But no, this is a great bunch, and I hope to continue on in supporting this wonderful community organization.
Thanks so very much, and we'll see you Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Trust me, you'll see me.
Very good. Coming up next, we have one of the veterans, or actually two of the veterans, of Webster City Community Theater Productions, and talking with Louine Getter. And Louine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
You're playing the role of Abby?
Abby Brewster, which is the same role that I had back in 1995, 27 years ago. And so I auditioned with some trepidation, but I thought I at least had to try. And so the challenge has been learning lines with a brain that's older, but makeup is going to be a whole lot easier.
I'm sure it will be.
Because we're older spinster ladies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a great story. It's so much fun. And it's nice to have my sidekick beside me. And it's good to have new people involved. And we'll just be ready to have audience come and enjoy a classic comedy. And when you talk about poisoning somebody and burying people in your basement, that doesn't sound like it's a really comic outline for a show, but it's right. Pretty funny.
Yeah. And this is coming up next Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Webster City Community Theater.
Yes, a little bit different schedule of shows for this. We have just 1 week of shows starting Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday matinee at 2. Mm-hmm. It's a busy time of year, and so we're not offering 2 weekends with a total of 6 shows, but you still have 5 opportunities to come and see it.
And hopefully people will come enjoy this wonderful story from years gone by.
And it'll be so good they'll want to come twice.
There you go. Plenty of tickets.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
All right. Louie, thanks very much. And talking now with Kathy Olson, another one of the Brewster sisters. Kathy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
And what's your name in this? I mentioned Brewster, but first name again?
Martha. I'm Martha Brewster. I am Abby Brewster's sister.
And you played in the same role 27 years ago?
Yes. Abby and Martha both were Louie and Kathy 27 years ago. We had a lot of fun then. Unfortunately, I don't remember a lot about it, but we're having a blast now, so it's all good.
I bet it is. How many shows have you done now, Kathy, with the WCCT?
You know what, Pat? I really don't know.
It's a mystery.
It's quite a few, and each one of them have been delightful. So I really don't have a number, Pat. Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. But you invite folks to come on over to see this great show coming up this week.
Oh, absolutely. Please come. And this is just such a fun show. And, you know, it's a great break from reality, you know, and I think you would all enjoy it. So please come and take part of the fun.
Very good. Kathy Olson, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Pat.
Good. We continue with more of our interviews with the cast of Arsenic and Old Lace. We're talking with a couple that's theater veterans here in Webster City. We're talking with Abby and Kevin Sharp. Yep. And let's start with Abby. Abby, good morning to you.
Hello, Pat. How are you today?
Not too bad. Let's talk about your role in this production of Arsenic and Old Lace.
I am playing Elaine Harper, who is the love interest and possible fiancé of Kevin's character, Mortimer Brewster. And I am your daughter in the show.
Yes.
The Reverend Dr.
My daughter.
The Reverend Dr. Harper.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of shows, I believe, through the years.
I've done a few. I honestly, at this point, couldn't tell you how many. Somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 15 to 20.
I remember one show I worked with you, and that was 10 Angry Men back in 2009.
You're short a couple men there, Pat. It was actually 12 Angry Men.
12 Angry Men, excuse me. It's been a long day there, Abby.
Yeah, understand, but yes, yeah. that was a good show.
It was indeed. So do you plan any more starring in other shows this season?
We'll see what comes along, I guess, right?
Right, right. But we just encourage people to come join you and the rest of the cast for Arsenic and Old Lace coming up next Wednesday.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have a good time.
Very good. Abby, thanks so very much.
Thanks, Pat.
And talk to you with Kevin Sharp now. And let's talk about your role.
Well, I play Mortimer Brewster, as Abby already mentioned. I play her love interest. And I'm I guess you could say I'm sort of the protagonist in the show, although I'm sort of the glue that keeps all the funny characters together. So I think you've already talked to Laween and Kathy, and there's a few others as well that play very interesting characters. And I'm sort of the piece in between all of those. I'm almost like the straight man, and they're the funny people. So it's been fun actually coming out and being in rehearsals and just seeing all of the antics that everybody else is engaging in. It's quite a fun show.
It sure is. A lot of lines to remember too.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. There's definitely a robust number of lines, and maybe not quite as easy to memorize them as it was about 10 years ago, but doing okay on that front, I think.
How many shows have you done now, Kevin?
You know, I was thinking of this the other day, and I want to say it's close to a dozen now that I've been a part of. The last few years, I haven't been involved in any. The last one was actually All My Sons, which Abby had directed, and that was the last show that I was in about 4 years ago. So I want to say around a dozen shows that I've been involved in now.
All right, and you're just looking forward to opening night, right?
Oh, yeah, looking forward to opening night, and hopefully we have really robust crowds and just lots of people. I think, you know, if you come out, you're going to enjoy the time you spend here. It's a fun show.
It sure is. Kevin, Abby Sharp, thanks so very much.
Yep, thank you very much, Pat.
You bet. So, again, those are just some of the cast members in this production of Arsenic and Lace, which opens up for, again, just five shows. It's going to be 1 week performances at Webster City Community Theater. The tickets are $15, I believe, $12. Yeah, $12 for this production of Arsenic and Lace. The box office is open Monday through Friday evenings, 5 until 7, this coming Saturday, October 15th, from 10 until noon, an hour before showtime. So again, get your tickets. It'll be a fun show. Arsenic and